You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Avocado seeds account for 13% of the waste from industrial production of cold-pressed avocado oil. A study from New Zealand-based researchers aimed at valorizing avocado seeds by converting it into an extruded snack product using a friction cooker and comparing their textural and physical characteristics to extruded brown rice and malted barley within ready-to-eat snacks. Now, I spoke to one of the authors of the study, Rothman Kim, a senior lecturer of food science and microbiology at AUT, about his findings and how this relates to addressing avocado wastage. Here he is now.
Previously, I was doing another research project with a company called Olivado. They're the company that makes avocado oil, and you can buy their oil from the supermarket. So I went to their factory, and I found like they were producing a lot of waste, like avocado skin and the seed, and then they're just chucking them out. So I thought, they're producing tons of these waste and they're just chucking it into the landfill. So I thought, why not, try to convert it into something useful, make something valuable out of it. So this is how the project came about.
This avocado seed waste, it's essentially able to be made into a porous puffed snack, yep. Almost like ready to eat.
It kind of have the same texture as like Twisties and Cheetos. those popular snack products, the puff snacks. So what we did before we did the publication, we found out that the avocado seed has heaps of starch and carbohydrates in it. So, the size of the avocado seed is so big. So we got like a couple of kgs from the production site, and we took it to our lab. So we did some trial runs. So we have a little extrusion machine that makes all these Twisties and Cheetos kind of product. So we what we did was we dried the seed, we crushed them into smaller pieces, and then chucked it into the machine, and then out came these snack products. So we didn't add anything. It's just purely avocado seeds. So the whole research was like a proof of concept. And now that we know it does work, and also it's common knowledge to know that seeds carry a bit of toxins. So that's what we analyzed as well, just to make sure that it's safe to eat. So the avocado seed does have a bit of toxin, but once you cook it, then it brings it down to a level that's safe for human consumption.
The extruded avocado seed product has a higher antioxidant capacity than that of brown rice or malted barley.
Avocado seeds, this is not new. They found there's a lot of antioxidant compounds in it, especially like phenolics. So these compounds are known to be anti-inflammatory, potentially anti-cancer as well, and they have ability to lower cholesterol. So they have all this good stuff that's not found in wheat or barley or rice products, which is commonly used to make these snack products. So that's the selling point of this avocado seed snack product. It's healthier in terms of those beneficial compounds that you can find in it.
From this is quite a promising prospect in the snack food market. How are you looking to expand this project?
Okay. So at the moment, we showed that the concept works. You can make it into a puffy snack product. Because we didn't add any flavoring and stuff, so it's kind of quite bitter. So you can't just eat it on its own. So in the future, we need to make it taste better. So we need to add, for example, spices, maybe a bit of salt if you want to make it savory, or add a bit of sugar to make it sweet, just to cover that bitterness. So that's the direction. If we want to commercialize it, that's the direction that we need to go.
Would a snack like this be a much more healthier alternative to, say, other puffier snacks such as Cheetos?
Yes, it will. It will definitely be healthier, and because just by the fact that it has higher antioxidant, like way higher antioxidant capacity and activity than conventional snack products. So we also showed that after cooking, it still retains a lot of those antioxidants. So it dropped a little bit, but not significant.
In the process, going back to the amount of avocado waste seen from the industrial production of cold pressed avocado oil, that is, it could also address that as well.
Yeah, so it can also address the sustainability issues and also the environmental impact, because a lot of these seeds are just being chucked away, not being used. So it can become an organic pollutant to the environment. So if we can convert this seed product into something like a snack for human consumption, that'll be like a very good direction.
Is there anything else from this research that you'd like to look into further, or anything else that you found fascinating?
Okay, so in terms of avocado seed, so I've already mentioned that we can further the research to make the seed taste better. And another research direction is we can actually possibly convert the avocado seed into a insect deterrent to repel insect, because there are some compounds in it. It gives us a faint smell, so I believe it's able to repel hopefully like mozzies and flies and all that. So that's the other direction that I'm looking at going in terms of research. To answer your question about the overall avocado waste, like skin and not just the seed, but all the other stuff. My PhD student has looked into doing all of that. So in terms of avocado skin, we're looking at converting it into a biodegradable packaging material, because it's very fibrous and it works like paper. It's pretty good. And also, in the cold press avocado oil production, they generate a lot of wastewater. So this is another thing that we've published 2 years ago. The wastewater, we're able to convert it into a powder and use the powder as a food preservative and a flavor enhancer.
That was Rothman Kam, a senior lecturer of food science and microbiology at AUT, about his findings and how this relates to addressing avocado wastage.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.